Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: لا يعاب المرء بتأخير حقه، إنما يعاب من أخذ ما ليس له.
Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali alayhi salam, said, "No person is to be blamed for delay in securing his own right, but blame lies on him who takes what he is not entitled to."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, programs To My Brother, and we're discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. So, dear friends, when we are talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, of course, we find that this divinely appointed Imam, this living, breathing miracle of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has taught us such beautiful virtues and morals and ethics throughout his life. The life of the commander of the faithful, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salam, is full of lessons for every single one of us that can be used even in the present day. There's a beautiful tradition we find from the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, where he was performing his morning prayers, his Fajr prayers, and he was in a gathering with his companions. All of a sudden, the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, turns towards his companions and says, "O companions, last night I dreamt of my uncle Hamza and my brother Ja'far, who had a big tray of fruits before them. They were eating the fruits which were from the tree of Sadr, which is most probably a tree from paradise. And then the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, continues and says that the fruits turned into grapes, and after some time they turned into dates. I went near my uncle Hamza and my brother Ja'far, and I said to them, may my father be ransom for you. Which good deed did you find better? And so they replied, may our parents be ransom for you. Among the good deeds, we did not find but three deeds, which were the best, namely, sending greetings upon you, quenching a thirsty person, and keeping the love of Ali ibn Abi Talib in our hearts. Allahu Akbar, dear brothers and sisters, what an amazing tradition this is from the Messenger of Allah in ode to Imam Ali alayhi salam. Now, we have said over a span of time, of course, that Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living, breathing miracle of the Messenger of Allah. And we said so because practically it was the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam who brought up and nurtured and educated Imam Ali alayhi salam. And so, yes, he was the closest disciple, the most perfect disciple, the best disciple, to the point where eventually he was appointed by the Almighty Allah to be the rightful successor to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Now, the importance of keeping the love of Imam Ali alayhi salam, of course, as we have also said in many programs, that listen, merely loving an individual and that's it is not really the ultimate form of love. When you truly love somebody, you listen to them, you obey them, you try to imitate them, you try to do whatever is necessary to please and satisfy that individual. And so, likewise, in this scenario too, if one were to have the love for Imam Ali alayhi salam, they would do the same. They would try to imitate the first divinely appointed Imam. They would try to obey the first divinely appointed Imam. They would listen to his words. They would try to follow his actions and obey his actions. And the same goes for the love for the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. And of course, the same applies to the love we have for the Almighty Allah. We must obey the Almighty Allah. We must listen to the words of the Almighty Allah. We must follow the commands of the Almighty Allah if we truly love them. Now, of course, if we can't do these actions, then that means that there is something wrong with the love that we have for Allah or the love that we have for the Prophet of Allah or Imam Ali alayhim as-salam. And so it is of utmost importance that along with loving this divinely appointed Imam, we obey this divinely appointed Imam. And of course, what better way to obey Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam than to follow his universal persona. This universal persona, which over various different episodes we have spoken about, we find, you know, his courage or his bravery, his chivalry, his modesty, his helping the poor, his helping the weak, providing for widows, providing for orphans. This, again, another profound and thought-provoking lesson that we have brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRib English Radio, the program To My Brother. This moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرضه وحجته على عباده
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah, to administer His earth and to convince the mankind to accept His plan. Peace be upon you, O Amir al-Mu'mineen. I testify that you made utmost efforts, as it should be, in the cause of Allah, acted upon His book, followed the way of life of His Prophet, blessings of Allah be on him and his children, to the last moment of your life, until Allah invited you to come unto Him and used His discretion to take you away and sealed your enemy's doom with the blame that the arguments had been made known to one and all through you. O Allah, let me be happy and satisfied with that which Thou considers good for me. Let me agree with that which Thou decides for me. Let me passionately remember Thee and invoke Thee. Let me be in love with Thy pure and sincere friends. Let me be well-liked and respected on the earth and in the heavens. Let me be unruffled and well-composed in the midst of misfortunes. Let me be gratefully thankful in prosperity. Let me be mindful of much and more bounties. Let me ardently desire for the heart-warming meeting with Thee, well-equipped with piety to gain my end on the day of requital. Let me follow into the footsteps of Thy representatives. Let me disassociate myself from the mannerism of Thy enemies. Let me pass my time in this world by praising and glorifying Thee. كل صبح وكل اشراق ايام تبكى عيني بدمع مشتاق ايام قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبيب لها ولا راغي And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
When we are told that the Salat is mi'raj of a mu'min, not in ruku, not in qiyam, it is in sajda. The more we put ourselves down, the more elevated becomes our soul. That becomes the mi'raj for a mu'min. So when we talk about spiritual path, we have to realize total submission is the key to become mahbub of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where the love is not only now emanating from here to from the abd to the rab, it also comes from rab to the abd. And this is where we have to realize when we look at the life of Ali. The life of Ali, not only his namaz, his entire life, whatever he did, was submission to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Ali spoke, he spoke for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Ali was silent, he was silent for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Ali took out the sword and he would fight for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Ali will put down the sword and be silent, that will be for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Ali was kind and gentle to some, that was for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if he was, you know, firm and, you know, very strict with others, that was for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he was pleased with some or angry with others, in both situations, that was for the rida and the ghadab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Dhammas-ta-kalandar, mas-ta-mas-ta-dhammas-ta-kalandar, mas-ta-mas-ta-kalandar, mas-ta-mas-ta-kalandar.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.